This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that wisdom and paths shown by Lord Buddha belong to all of humanity and his sacred relics are not merely artifacts but part of country's revered heritage. He said these relics are inseparable part of its civilization. Mr. Modi today inaugurated the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piprava Relics related to Lord Buddha, titled The Light and the Lotus, Relics of the Awakened One at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. He also unveiled the catalogue of this exposition.
Bhagavan Buddha ke pavitra relics ko apne beech paakar hum sabhi dhanya hai. Inka Bharat se bahar jana aur lautkar phir Bharat aana, ye dono hi padav apne aap mein bahut bada sabak hai. Sabak ye hai ki gulami sirf rajneetik aur aarthik nahi hoti. Gulami hamari virasat ko bhi tabah kar deti hai.
The Prime Minister said, after a long wait, country's heritage has returned. He said from today, the people of the country will be able to have the sacred darshan of these holy relics of Lord Buddha and receive his divine blessings. Mr. Modi emphasized that India is not only the custodian of the sacred relics of Lord Buddha, but also a living carrier of that timeless tradition. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, along with his wife, has been captured and flown out of the country, which came under attack early this morning. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said, U.S. has successfully carried out a large-scale strike against Venezuela and its leader. He mentioned that this operation was done in conjunction with U.S. law enforcement. Several large explosions were heard early this morning in Venezuela capital Caracas. U.S. Attorney General Pamela Bondi has said, deposed Venezuelan President Maduro and his wife Celia Flores will face criminal charges after an indictment in New York. Venezuela has strongly criticized the Trump-led government of the United States, accusing it of carrying out what it described as extremely serious military aggression. Venezuela demanded an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss the U.S. attacks on the country. Several countries across the globe, including Russia, Iran, and Cuba, have criticized the U.S. military attack on Venezuela, calling it a flagrant violation of the country's sovereignty and territorial integrity. External Affairs Ministry has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela in view of recent developments. All Indians who are in Venezuela for any reason have been advised to exercise extreme caution, restrict their movements and remain in contact with Embassy of India in Caracas. The embassy's email ID is cons.caracas@mea.gov.in. And the emergency phone number is +58 412 9584 288. Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated 9 projects and laid the foundation stone of 2 projects worth 373 crore rupees at a function held at Sri Vijayapuram in Andaman and Nicobar. This includes inauguration of an integrated command and control center costing 229 crore rupees. It will be a comprehensive integrated command and control center for security purposes, comparable to those in any developed city in India. The Home Minister said the transformation that has taken place in these 11 years is a result of BJP's unwavering commitment to considering every inch of the country's land as Mother India. A total of 20 Maoists, including People's Liberation Guerrilla Army Battalion Commander of the banned CPI Maoists, has surrendered before Telangana Director General of Police Shivadhar Reddy in Hyderabad. Along with Battalion Commander Batsi Sukka alias Deva and Telangana Committee Member Kankanala Raji Reddy, 18 other Maoists surrendered. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 72nd National Volleyball Tournament in Varanasi tomorrow via video conferencing. Over 1,000 players will compete as part of 58 teams representing various states and institutions in the tournament, which will be held till the 11th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.